The groups did not formally interact. Connie Lawn, IRN USA Radio News, Washington.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning it's going to be open line, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But I certainly have been reading and rereading Professor Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, and he talks about, of course, in England, how this small group came to be known as the Milner Group, named after Lord Milner, and he, of course, took over control of the Rhodes Trust and Rhodes Secret Society after Rhodes died in 1902. But certainly they came to control Great Britain. They established there as a front group the Royal Institute for International Affairs. It was the British counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations. And what Professor Quigley said, you know, no country which values its freedom should ever allow a small group of people very well organized to be able to gain control of the government and of the media and the periodicals and the publications and be able to really control the country. No country that values its freedom should ever allow a small group to have this degree of power, even though the ideas were idealistic and was trying to do good. Why, of course, it is a dangerous thing. Well, of course, Professor Quigley ignored that these were the people who created the Boer War, and they created the First World War. And if you study the history of the Russian Revolution, why Milner was over there, certainly financing the overthrow of the Tsar. And then, of course, these were the people. Milner was dead, but they created the Second World War. And, of course, all you hear about, Joseph Chamberlain and peace in our time, and Chamberlain was in on this scam. They wanted a war. They built up Adolf Hitler, this small little group in England known as the Cliveden Set, related to the Astors, and, of course, they controlled the Times, London Times. And they did everything they could to build up Adolf Hitler, to encourage him to take Alsace-Lorraine and Austria and the Sudetenland. And then, of course, when Hitler invaded Poland from the west, why, Russia invaded Poland from the east, but of course, they wanted to align themselves with the communists, so they went to war with Germany, but not with the communists who had invaded Poland from the east. In fact, we saw a program just last night talking about the onset of the war, never once mentioned that Russia invaded Poland from the east, because, of course, they've rewritten history. fact, we were watching the History Channel, which is what brought this to mind. And there was a program, it was either History or Discovery. They're all controlled. They're there to control your reality. And they were talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. And, of course, we hear about the hail, fire, and brimstone that rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah because they were evil. And, well, they had an explanation. Yes, about that time when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, and incidentally they show pictures of the Dead Sea, and Sodom and Gomorrah were on the east side. They really weren't. They were on the west side. So everything in the program was designed to deceive people. But, of course, they basically showed the pictures that supposedly they had these actors playing as if they were Egyptian astrologers and 2,000 years before Christ was born, why they were watching the sky and they saw this climate, this asteroid or meteor, and it landed up in northern Europe. And then it sent showers of flaming stones into the sky, and they came down and they took out Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's why it happened. It wasn't God's vengeance on the city. It was that asteroid that hit in northern Europe, and you could just see it. I mean, you saw it right there on the screen, and the pictures of the people running around in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the fiery stones dropping on the village. And, well, now scientifically it's shown. They had all these scientists there. Oh, yes, they've studied some ancient histories, and it's very logical. The reason Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed was because of that asteroid that hit northern Europe. And if you believe that, of course, you believe anything. But, unfortunately, people watch television, and they're taken in because it is a vehicle of controlling our minds. And the truth of the matter is, Sodom and Gomorrah were actually destroyed by the brimstone from the sky. How do I know that? Well, very simply, we did many years ago an interview with a man named Ron Wyatt. And Ron Wyatt was one of the most amazing people I've ever talked to. He was an anesthesiologist, but he had a penchant for investigation, for archaeology, based upon the Bible. And it was Ron Wyatt who actually found the crossing of the Red Sea, and, of course, Mount Sinai. Everybody's told that it's there in the Sinai Desert. No, it wasn't. It's over in Saudi Arabia. If you read the Bible, that's what it says. And they crossed not the Red Sea on by the Suez Canal. They crossed it on the other side. There's a little finger that goes up towards the Gulf of Aqaba. And, of course, it was in Saudi Arabia that the Mount Sinai is. And Ron Wyatt found that, and he found Noah's Ark. And he found the Ark of the Covenant, although they really don't want anybody to know where it is. They certainly don't want the Arabs to know, but Ron Wyatt found it. And it's all. We have a two-hour interview with him. It's a four-hour interview of it's four tapes, 2 hours with him and 2 hours with his assistant after he died. But one of the most interesting things that Ron Wyatt found was Sodom and Gomorrah. And, of course, They're there. I mean, I've been to Israel a number of times, but when you go there as a tourist, they never take you to Sodom and Gomorrah. The cities are still there. They're ashes, but you can see the remnants of the walls of the buildings and the streets along the streets. If you simply, sometimes laying right out the opener, those little round sulfur balls, I mean, millions of them, and those are the ones that didn't incinerate at the time. And, of course, the cities, remnants are still there, but they never take the tourists there because they don't want you to know the Bible is true. And, of course, we've been doing some interviews with Jonathan Graham, and he's over in Alaska. He was a friend, pardon me, over in Australia. He was a friend of Ron Wyatt's, and simply he gives Ron Wyatt credit for the amazing things he did. But he himself went to verify this, and found there are five cities along, not the East Bank, as the History Channel will tell you, or Discovery Channel, or these lying television programs that are there only to influence your mind. And when you watch them, you have to understand that they devise these to deceive the American people and people throughout the world who watch them. But Sodom and Gomorrah are still there, and, of course, he found the same sulfur balls. These little round areas, an inch, 2 or 3 inches across, these are the ones that didn't ignite in Sydney, but the rest of the city was just simply burned. Why don't they take us there? They don't want people to know. Our number is 877-254-7524. They don't want people to know the Bible. It's true.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Sydney, it's open line, so if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I was just talking about my interviews with Jonathan Graham, and we're going to have him on again this week. But he is an amazing individual. He's an Australian, and he's traveled all throughout the world. I mean, certainly investigating all of these strange things that have happened. And, of course, ordinarily, if you are a scientist and you want to investigate what's going on, archaeology, you do what you're told. You do not dare come up with something that they don't want you to come up, anything that would verify the validity of the scriptures, because, of course, the people who control the wealth of the world and university grants and promotions in the scientific world, they hate the God of the Bible. That's why, if you haven't seen that wonderful DVD called Expelled with Ben Stein, the story of what happens to scientists who talk about intelligent design, well, they lose their jobs. Nobody, we have no academic freedom in America, ladies and gentlemen. That is totally fraudulent. Academic freedom means you do what you're told to do, and don't you ever dare suggest that the Bible is true, that there might be intelligent creation, because if you do, you'll lose your job, you'll be persecuted, you'll be demeaned, you'll be destroyed. I mean, you're supposed to be like Mr. Dawkins there at Cambridge University, and when he was asked where life came from, he said, why, from outer space, of course, you know. That is a solution, because, of course, everything is to defame the belief in the Bible, and that's why, of course, they do not take tourists to Sodom and Gomorrah, and they're there along the west side of the Dead Sea. The ashes of the cities are there, and the brimstones, and actually people have worked with Ron Wyatt. He's passed away, but his wife is still there. They have a museum somewhere in the south. I think it's in Tennessee, but basically they actually take people over there on tours, and they take them to these sites where these things occurred, and they take them down to see the real Red Sea crossing. And, of course, you can't get into Saudi Arabia. The people in the monarchy there certainly has the Mount Sinai and I all are fenced off today, but we you can get the pictures, and Jonathan has some wonderful pictures of that area, and you can see the thing. There was a fellow named Bob Cornicky who actually was able to get up on Mount Sinai, but he would never have the integrity to actually mention the fact that it was Ron Wyatt who had done the original work on this, and he was the one who had actually found Mount Sinai and written about this and taken pictures of this. And But Cornicky wanted to take the credit for himself as if he had come up with this idea on his own. Well, it was Ron Wyatt who did it. And we have a four-tape set with Ron, if you've never heard it. It's a fascinating insight into a part of the archaeology that you'll never hear, and he tells about finding the Ark of the Covenant. I know where it is, but, of course, the last thing that Jewish authorities want is for the Arabs to know where the Ark is, because, of course, that's going to play an important part when they rebuild the temple and the Ark is placed there. And but God, I believe, did guide Ron Wyatt. He made some amazing, amazing discoveries. One individual, and of course the Ark of the Covenant, and Jonathan is certainly, Jonathan Gray, believes this truly is the Ark of the Covenant. The Noah's Ark that's up there in Turkey, not on on Mount Ararat, but actually on the adjacent mountains. And the Bible says of the mountains of Ararat. And it's of the right dimensions, and there are certainly, you can see where the Ark was pretty well degenerated after after 4,000 years, probably closer to 5,000 years now. But of course, and then there's some sort of a new find that they've come up with. And Jonathan, incidentally, puts out an email every week to anybody who subscribes. It's certainly doesn't cost anything to subscribe. Always has fascinating information. We'll be carrying his book, Dead Men's Secrets. That's Dead Men's Secrets, and it's a fascinating insight into the history of the world going back 6,000 years. And every time you go to the History Channel, the Discovery Channel, they tell you that, oh, the world's been here for millions and billions of years, and, you know, 100 million years ago or 50 million years ago, the dinosaurs disappeared. And well, if the dinosaurs disappeared, then what about the dragons? What happened to the dragons? Well, the dragons are dinosaurs, but they can't tell you that. I mean, the Chinese have the dragon dances, you know. They were well aware of the dragons. St. George and the killed the dragon. There were dragons many times mentioned in the Bible under one name or another, and they existed with mankind, and they're still some dinosaurs in various places in the world today. They're small, little, slimy lizards, but they certainly are left over from the era where dinosaurs, well, of course, they were simply killed out by men. You can't have these great, big, enormous lizards around. People are a little frightened by them under any circumstances. I believe the Bible is accurate. I believe that Sodom and Gomorrah are there, and I've seen Jonathan's pictures of this. And the fact that, you know, the History Channel or Discovery Channel would try to explain what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah as an asteroid or a meteor hitting the Earth and hitting in Northern Europe and then showering down on Sodom and Gomorrah, and people watch that, and they hear the scientists talking, and they honestly believe it's true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, the media is there to mold your mind, to form your taste, to shape your ideas, but it has nothing to do with truth. And the truth of the matter is that there's a small little group of people who control most of the wealth of the world, and they control the media, and they control the television, and they control lower education and higher education, and they control our reality. And you have to learn how to break loose from this control so you can see not through a glass darkly, but see clearly what's going on. And it's the most amazing experience when you are suddenly able to think on your own independently and see what's going on, see how they're manipulating our economy, how they're intentionally destroying it. How can I say that? Why, very simply. Because for the first time in history, the Federal Reserve is paying banks not to lend money. traditionally, banks put their money, they had a fractional reserve system, they had to put 10% of their reserves with the Federal Reserve System or into T-bonds. But now, of course, they pay the banks not to lend money. They get interest for leaving their money in the, with the Federal Reserve System. And there's over $1 trillion that could be let out. Now, if that was let out, why, of course, it would be a multiplier of about 10. So there'd be $10 trillion if that $1 trillion was taken out of the Fed and let out. But they don't want it let out. They want to destroy our economy. When you understand that, it all makes sense. The Obama administration has had 8 programs to help the home buyers and coming up with 2 more. But the first 8 failed. I mean, so do you think the next 2 are really going to work? Or is it all a scam? Is it to give you the idea they're trying to do something? Oh, we're trying so hard to save the homes of these poor people who are losing them. But in reality, of course, we're turning them over to our friends in the banks. They're the ones who are getting hold. And of course, before long, the banks will hold over half of the private homes and property in this country. And that's what it's all about, because the people who control the major banks are part of the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. There's a little group of men who are an extension of this British group I talked about, that Professor Quigley talks about in his book, The Anglo-American Establishment. And, of course, the secret groups, well, it was the Milner Group that replaced the Secret Society and then created the Round Table, and they created in England the Royal Institute of International Affairs in 1919 and the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States in 1921. And there it sits on 68th Street in New York City. I've been there. And they planned all of the wars. When I went through their papers back in 1980, I found that they were planning how to get America into the World War II in 1938. Ladies and gentlemen, the war didn't start until 1939, but it was all planned, just as, well, they planned the attack on Afghanistan. According to Richard Clark, who was in charge of anti-terrorism under the Clinton administration, he wrote a book, and in that book he talks about how the plans for the attack on Afghanistan were on President Bush's desk the day before the September 11th attack. Isn't that interesting? See, wasn't it fortunately we had the attack the next day, because then they were able to go ahead and attack Afghanistan just like they planned. And it worked very well, except, of course, we never tried to get Osama bin Laden. You remember when President Bush promised to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive? But, of course, George Bush, when I met him, he looked me right in the eye, and he lied to me, and he lied to the American people, and he lied to justify going into Iraq, and he killed 1 million people. But we're not going to hold him responsible for that. It was just a mistake. And we'll get Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Do you remember when he landed on the aircraft carrier with a big banner that said, "Mission accomplished"? The Iraq war was over. That was in 2003. Pulled that scam. And the American people don't understand. It's all a scam. And they wanted to go into Afghanistan. Everything is planned. Afghanistan, once we were there, it was justification for attacking Iraq. And now we're there, and sooner or later, we're going to have a war with the whole Muslim world. The class of civilizations that Samuel Huntington wrote about a book. You can get his book. You can read his book. It's well worthwhile reading. And he talks about the worst thing we could do would be to have the Western world go to war with the Muslim world. And yet that's what this whole scam in New York, this whole thing about the mosque is all about. It's all to get people up in the air and beginning to feel, oh, the Muslims are a terrible threat. They're going to take over our country. They're taking over America. They're going to call this the Cordova Mosque. And, of course, we know what that means. That's what they did when they took the city of Cordova and slaughtered all the Christians there. Ladies and gentlemen, why have we brought all the Muslims into this country? Why did we bring them here? Why did we encourage them to come? Because we wanted to be able to play one group against another. That's why they're bringing the illegal immigrants in, encouraging them to come in, rewarding them from coming in. so they can play one group against another and create a multicultural, multilingual society. Simply the cornerstone of the new world order, where those people who are allowed to live after the coming mass extermination will live happily and peacefully as serfs under the control of the ruling elite, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We don't have anything prepared. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Is there really a ruling elite that controls America and, of course, puts on big conferences back there, as they did this last weekend, back in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and they got between 800,000 or a couple of hundred thousand people there from all over the world here, Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin and Reverend Jackson speaking. But, of course, the thing is, are they going to tell you about the invisible government? Are they going to tell you that there's a small little group of wealthy people who are financing Sarah Palin? She made $12 million there in a year. You get that when you've sold your soul, ladies and gentlemen. Very nice lady, but she was head over heels in debt because she was getting sued repeatedly up in Alaska. That's why she resigned as governor and came down here and was allowed to write a book. And she gets, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 for giving a talk. Boy, isn't that great. I wish somebody would pay me that much. But that's how you sell your soul. And certainly that's what Bill Clinton, you know, he'll get $50,000 to $100,000. Actually, his foundation has collected almost $500 million from people who just like Bill because he did such a good job when he was president. Ladies and gentlemen, this is payment for services rendered. This is how the world really works. You get to be president, and if you do a good job, why, of course, you're well rewarded afterwards. You get speaking engagements for $50,000 or $100,000. You get to set up a library, and if you're not, why, they send you on a trip to Dallas. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. It's open lines. Love to hear what you want to hear. Talk about.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Nothing prepared this morning, so give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I'm doing a series of letters, monthly newsletters, on basically the secret cabal. And there is a secret cabal that controls our government, controls the world. And, of course, if you study the background of the wars and revolutions, certainly of the last century, a little over a century, starting with the Boer War in 1899, it was created by this little group of, they called it the Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, and they waged that war. They killed, there were 100,000 British casualties, about 7,000 Boers died, but somewhere between 18,000 and 28,000 women and children died. They were the Afrikaners' wives, and they put them in concentration camps. They got typhus, and they simply died. And they didn't care, this little group, because they wanted to bring peace to the world. And the only way they were going to bring world peace and help humanity was to create a one-world government under the control of a ruling elite. So they got away with the Boer War, and then they started planning World War One. And, of course, what people don't understand is that there was no reason for World War One. The Germans tried to stop the war repeatedly, but the English were under the control of this little conspiracy. First it was called Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. Then it came to be known as the Milner Group and then the Round Table Group. But they were the ones, of course, who created World War One. Now, they had help. And you have to understand that there is a worldwide occult movement. What energized the people in Cecil Rhodes Secret Society was that they were Masons. And they were, if they were not Masons, they were part of something known as the Society for Psychical Research. And these were people who were dealing with the paranormal and the supernatural. And certainly you see the background certainly behind all of these people. And this is, of course, what's behind the people in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergers today, is this occult influence. Well, who do we have on the line?
Austin Greeley.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Stan. You know, I was going to wait to call when Carson Cumby was on the show, but she was talking about April the 19th and the 20th and the 21st being high holy days for the New Age movement. Is that right?
I can't comment on it. You'd have to ask Constance.
Huh?
You'd have to ask Constance. That's her field. But anyway, what was your point?
My point is, when you take the change from the Gregorian calendar, you know, I mean, from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar that we're on now, that's 11 days. And in elementary school, we used to be taught that George Washington actually changed his birthday. But if you add those 11 days to April 19th, you're up to May Day, Walpurgis Day. These New Age people think they're hugging Mother Earth and they're actually dancing with the devil.
Well, I'm sure that all of these things are occult holidays, and the average individual really doesn't understand how this occult influence permeates every aspect of everything going on today, whether it's the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, whether it's, of course, the site where they built the UN building, whether, of course, it's the Statue of Liberty in New York, or all the occult emblems in Washington, D.C. They're there, they hide their emblems in plain sight and laugh at us because we're not smart enough to understand. I mean, we have Earth Day. What's Earth Day? Earth Day is Lenin's birthday, but we never tell the American people that.
It's actually Walpurgis Day in the old calendar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to bring up?
Oh, no, thank you.
I appreciate you bringing it up. Thanks so very much. All right. Once again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And it's amazing, you know, how you watch people on television, and they will tell you, oh, that pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, that's an American emblem. No, it's not. It's an Egyptian emblem. And the eye above that is the emblem of the mystery religions, been around for 6,000 years. They understand. They just don't want you to understand. Well, our number again, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we have another caller. Who do we have?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Well, hi, Maureen in Colorado. How are you?
Pardon me?
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be expected under the dire circumstances.
Well, we're blessed to be able to sit up and take nourishment.
Right.
I'm calling to say that I heard your interview on the Peter Boyle Show here, where your book was reviewed, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I'd like to say that I think one of the most important points that is brought out among many others in your book is that the press was brought out, was it 1913, by the J.P. Morgan and the other major bankers. So that is how that they got control of the major press. So to take it back to Peter Boyle's, he complains constantly that he can't get the actual facts of any local issues into the paper here. And so I called his show after that, and I said, well, I just said that the press was bought out by the major bankers in 1913 to try to get that out to his audience, and I cited your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, in bringing out that fact. But when I read that in your book a long time ago, that just really struck me. Oh, that explains a great deal of why we can't get the truth into the major press.
Well, Maureen, basically, of course, what I use in my book is the speech that was given in Congress in 1917 by Congressman Oscar Calloway. And he was talking in 1917 talking about how J.P. Morgan and his associates had got together a number of people who worked in the media, and their job then was to determine how to control the media. And they decided that if you control the editorial policy of 25 major newspapers, you could largely certainly control what was circulated in the United States and what the American people believed. So they bought up the editorial policies of these 25 newspapers. They sent out editors to control everything that had to do with foreign policy. And that's how they were able to whip up support for the First World War, with all of the atrocity stories they put in. Oh, how terrible the Germans were, sort of like how terrible the Muslims are today, you know, and how certainly the Germans were cutting off the breasts of the Belgian women and cutting off the hands of the little Belgian boys. Sort of like all the atrocity stories we hear about the Muslims. Certainly I disagree with the Muslim religion, but most Muslims are not vicious or dangerous people. Now, once we get into a war with the Muslim world, they may very well have to start killing Americans because the Americans are going to kill them. We saw this just this last week when some young man in New York City, you know, got into a cab driven, and he asked if the man that was driving it was a Muslim. The fellow said he was, and so this kid stabbed the Muslim. Why would he do that? Well, because they're doing everything they can to engender hatred, you know, between Christians and Muslims and Christians. Boy, they're great at it. They learned in the First World War. Hang on, Maureen. We'll be right back.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared?
Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Yeah, Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Maureen, are you still there? Well, I guess we lost Maureen, so if you'd like to give us a call, why, give us 877-254-7524. But certainly that speech by Congressman Callaway back in 1917, I think it was about February, he was trying to warn the American people that we were being manipulated into an unnecessary war. Ladies and gentlemen, all the wars have been unnecessary. Oh, we had to attack the Japanese attacked us. No, ladies and gentlemen, we were at war with Japan. We had put an embargo on them so they couldn't buy oil anywhere in the world. They couldn't buy any natural resources. I mean, we had built them up and created a military power. The Emperor of Japan was a member of the Order of the Garter, which was a British secret society, and they were all working together to get this war going. We were doing everything we could to build up Adolf Hitler. We had General Motors over there, and Ford, and AT&T, and IBM, and 100 American corporations, building up the German war machine, not only before the war, but during the war, and they were creating the weapons that were being used to kill our boys, just like we're doing everything we can to build up communist China today. And we're transferring our technology. They had a program last night there on 60 Minutes about this American working in the Defense Department with transferring secrets to communist China. And the guy that was actually the spy that was doing this and paying to get these top secrets from America, and he was given 15 years in prison, but they cut it down to about 5 years. After all, we wouldn't want to punish anybody who's giving our most sensitive secrets to the communist Chinese, because Bill Clinton was giving them just for small campaign contributions. I think he got $100,000 from somebody so that he would transfer our missile technology, our most important missile technology, to the Chinese communists. People say, oh, how stupid. No, ladies and gentlemen, diabolical is the word, because we're building up the best enemy money could buy in preparation for a coming war with China and probably with Russia as well. Understand that nothing is that appears to be, and when you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, you scratch your head and say, why are our leaders so stupid? They're not stupid. They know what they're doing. They're building the underground shelters for themselves. They know there's going to be a nuclear or biological or chemical warfare, and they believe there are too many people in the world. And do you know a better way to get rid of 4 or 5 billion people than to have a major nuclear, chemical, and biological war? But don't you worry. They have their bunkers for their people, but they've disbanded the civil defense program for common people like you and I. So basically, if you want to take care of yourself, you need to get hold of Joel Skousen's books, which we carry I said the strategic relocation, the safe home, of building a safe home in your and there are three books, we carry them. You need to start making your preparations, laying in your supplies, and hope and pray you never need them. But, of course, it'd be better to need them, to have them and not need them, than need them and not have them. Because if things go as I anticipate, why, of course, it's going to happen. It's going to happen very quickly. And most people are going to be totally unprepared. And we're going to move into chaos and crisis in America, just like we have in Mexico. Why do they have all the problem in Mexico with the drug wars? Why? Because the CIA is providing the drugs for them. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world. And if you find that difficult, go up on the Internet and check it out, CIA and drugs. There's all sorts of material up there. Cindy Monica Jensen Stevenson, her wonderful book. I think we still have a few used copies. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. And, of course, when she tried to convince her husband that the CIA was involved with drugs during the Vietnam War, and that's one reason why we prolonged it so long, and he scoffed at her. William Stevenson, great, brilliant individual, brilliant writer, married to Monica Jensen Stevenson. He said, why, he had a friend of his over one evening, a man with British intelligence, MI6, and he said, you know, my crazy wife thinks the CIA is involved in drugs. And the fellow from MI6 said, well, everybody in the world knows the CIA is involved in drugs. And at that point, William Stevenson agreed to co-author Monica's book with her. And it's a great book. Of course, they pulled it off the shelves. They wouldn't circulate it. Then their second book, Spite House, they sued her publisher to keep that one silent. And then when she moved to Canada and got it republished, they accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of her book. You'll hear both of these stories in our four-tape set, The Men We Left Behind. I guess, no, The Men We Left Behind and One Man Came Back. That's where we have the story about how they just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of her book. It was just an accident, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand, accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of her second book on basically what happened in Vietnam. It was called Spite House. Well, certainly we do have we have Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, secondhand copies. We get these because we want you to have ready access to them. Barry Goldwater will tell you that the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to take over the political government of the United States and to control the world. He wrote it in 1979. You need to get that book, and you need to read the chapter from page 280 to the end of the chapter, or that entire chapter. And he tells you that this little group, we're going to control our government. Well, they do control our government. And the fact you don't hear about it, the fact that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck never tell you about the Trilateral Commission, or the fact that they control Obama. Everybody says, oh, Obama's a Marxist. Oh, Obama's a Muslim. Obama's, you know, a communist. You know, Obama is gay. You know, the important issue is that Obama is controlled by the council, by the Trilateral Commission, and he is simply a figurehead. And so you focus on Obama without understanding the real force behind everything going on. And my job is to get you to think, to challenge. Don't accept anything I accept. Get our material. Get our DVD on the Trilateral Commission, or it's up on the Internet. You can watch it there for nothing. We have so much at our website at RadioLiberty.com. Go back and read my newsletters. Major General Smedley Butler, 2 Congressional Medals of Honor, the most distinguished Marine in the Marine Corps. His essay on War is a Racket. You can get it up there. War is a Racket. He tells you all the wars are fought for profit. No, they're not fought for profit. What's really behind them is this little occult movement, world occult movement, that is about to plunge America, the world, World War III.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our ancestral theme. This is a time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Oh, we want to mention we do carry the book With No Apologies by Barry Goldwater, written in 1979. Oh, we have used copies of the book, the book's out of print. Oh, but basically, here Barry Goldwater will tell you on page 280. The purpose of the Council on Foreign Relations was primarily domestic, but the Trilateral Commission was intent upon taking over the commercial and financial interests, and he's referring to the world, by first seizing the political government of the United States. Those are his words. And then he tells you how they intend to take over. They're going to control the spiritual things. They're going to control the financial and the commercial. Spiritual, they're going to try and control religion. And they're going to use religion to try to manipulate and control you. And ladies and gentlemen, they're doing a great job at that. I mean, they got the entire conservative Christian movement behind George Bush and his wars and tortures, and no major religious leader would speak out against torture. Just to show you how far we've come, how far we've turned away from God's message and God's law. You don't torture your enemies, unless, of course, you want to become like them. And that's exactly what we have done. And they've gotten away with it. They tortured people to death, ladies and gentlemen. And when one American officer who tortured an Iraqi to death, he was charged, he was taken to prison, he was tried, and, of course, he was exonerated, and the audience broke into applause. He tortured the man to death. And when he was exonerated, everyone applauded. Isn't that wonderful? He didn't really mean to kill him. He just tortured him to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this is done with your tax money. You're responsible. Men and women are responsible for the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. You need to get this information. Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. Information, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to get Congressman Calloway's speech, actually we have it completed. It's in the Iraq, the Untold Story syllabus. And you need to have that. It's got a lot of documents in it to understand that all of these wars are contrived by exactly the same people who are planning to bring us into a war with the Muslim world and World War III, which will probably eventually involve the Chinese and the Russians as well. And ladies and gentlemen, we can't afford it, but they're intentionally trying to destroy our economy. Why? Because out of the chaos, the American people who survive will be willing to give up their freedom and go into this world government that has been the goal of the occultists since Nimrod tried to unite the world shortly after the flood. And when God intervened and sent people in different areas with different languages, of why, of course, they've been trying ever since then to unite the world, and that's what the United Nations is about. That's the basis of American foreign policy. That's why we have 720 foreign military bases. That's why we have troops in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world. America's empire is to become the one world government. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Sidney Barry Goldwater's With No Apologies. Oh, if you want to get the four tape set we talked about earlier, Ron Wyatt and, of course, the Ark of the Covenant, and the exact title escapes me now, but you need to get it. If you don't think there's a master plan, you need to get the four tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians. You want to know how they're poisoning your children, why Mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda. We're under attack today, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to help? Are you going to sit there while we lose our freedom? Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty. 1-800-544-4444.